Sarah Bennett.
Still reporting from the apocalypse. Still in LaRouche House. I've been trapped inside its bloody history of murder and revenge ever since the world fell. Combined with the knowledge that we all become walkers when we die, I've been a little on edge lately. That's why yesterday, when I sliced my hand opening a can of peaches, I lost my goddamn mind. I screamed and threw the peaches against the wall. Thought it would make me feel better. But the weight inside me just sank deeper. Not to mention it was our last can of peaches. "You all right?" said the voice behind me. It was Sebastian with his trusty axe. We hadn't spoken much lately, not since our encounter with house guest turned walker, Jack, who we buried in the backyard with his wife, Krista. After a thing like that, it's kind of hard to make small talk. "I'll be back," Sebastian said. I thought he was getting me a band-aid, but he returned with a baseball bat studded with nails. "In case we run into trouble," he said. Sebastian had made me my very own walker-killing weapon. He handed me the bat, which felt natural in my hands. It's crazy how the world's gone when a lethal weapon feels natural. Then Sebastian said, "You want to go hunting?" I laughed. Was this guy seriously suggesting we leave the safety of LaRouche House and hunt walkers for sport? Actually, sounded like a fantastic idea. The rain had let up the past few days, floodwaters receding from the streets. If there ever was a night to do something stupid, it was this one. We left LaRouche House, and I breathed fresh air for the first time in 7 weeks. It had a smell that only comes after a rain. There's a name for it, petrichor. Tonight, I called it freedom. We glided through the darkness, hunter and huntress. Sebastian with his fire axe, me with my nail-studded bat. The night felt perfect, like the world hadn't changed at all. Then we saw them. 3 walkers on the other side of the street. Faces decomposed and gray, chowing on a dead deer. Sebastian motioned for us to turn around. It was too many to take on at once, but I couldn't tear my eyes away from the walkers. The bastards who took everything from us. If these mindless monsters were to conquer the world, fine. But not without a fight. I charged forward and swung my bat into the back of a walker's head. The nails connected with a fleshy thump. Sebastian was next to me in a flash, driving his axe into the second walker's brain. We took the last walker down together. I couldn't remember the last time I'd felt so alive. I grabbed Sebastian and I kissed him. Even now, I don't know why. It just felt right. Sebastian pushed me away. A strange look in his eyes. "That was stupid, Sarah. Don't do that again." I couldn't tell if he meant attacking the walkers or kissing him. Probably both. We moved in silence, an awkward gulf between us. "Look, Sebastian, I didn't mean..." He lifted his hand. "Stop," he said. 15 yards back. Look." I did. Deep in the shadows were 2 silhouettes, crouched. Just waiting. They were marauders, like the ones who attacked the Prescotts. They were tracking us, hunting us. So, we gave them something to hunt. We cut left, between the mansions, running through puddles of water and mud. It was exhausting, but we didn't dare stop. I knew the marauders wouldn't hesitate to kill us. I stole a glance behind me. They were cloaked in tattered, bloody clothes. Their weapons were glinting in the moonlight. Spears made from wrought iron fencing and reinforced with knives. Good for attacking from a distance. We'd have to get the jump on them. Sebastian and I turned to wait behind a house and held our breath. The marauders' wet footsteps came closer. Closer. Until... the first marauder never knew what hit him. Sebastian sunk his axe straight into his chest. I leaped in the path of the second marauder as he stumbled to a stop and fell on the wet ground, spear dropping uselessly into the mud. "Please, wait," was his frightened plea. "Too late, asshole. As far as I was concerned, marauders deserved to die worse than walkers. Walkers didn't choose to be monsters."
I readied for the kill when I felt a hard grip on my arm. "Sebastian, don't," he said. "He's just a boy." I gave the marauder another look. He was a teenager, no older than 15. Terrified, crying. I lowered the bat, bloodthirsty vengeance drained from my veins. In a scared whisper, he said, "Don't let my dad become one of them. Please." Jesus Christ. The dead marauder was this boy's father. I shared a look with Sebastian, who let out a resigned sigh. With the swing of his axe, he separated the marauder's head from his body, as his son choked back a sob. "Now get the hell out of here," I told the boy, who ran off into the shadows. The air was dank with the smell of sewage, an after effect of the flooding. How had I not noticed it before? We made our way home as the rain began to fall. Sebastian hadn't stopped me. That boy would be dead. I never thought I was capable of murder. Certainly not capable of killing a kid. He was probably just following his father's orders. Reminds me of the Brill children, how they got caught up in their parents' murderous madness. I need to remember that even those who do awful things are still human, you know? And if our species is going to survive, we can't lose our capacity for mercy. Thank God for Sebastian. I don't know what I'd do without him. Oh, hell. I kissed him. Even during the apocalypse. I'm an idiot.